From VOA Learning English, this is Everyday Grammar. Popular music can teach you a lot about the English language. You may not realize it, but musicians are actually teaching you about English grammar in each song they perform. Consider this song by the famous reggae artist Bob Marley. It tells about the need for equality and justice.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Listen to get up, stand up. Don't give up.
This song is called Get Up, Stand Up. It shows you how to use the three-part phrasal verb stand up for. To stand up for means to defend someone or something with words. Today, we explore three-part phrasal verbs, idiomatic expressions that can be difficult for students of English to understand.
As you may remember from other everyday grammar programs, a phrasal verb is a verb with two or more words. Most phrasal verbs contain just two words, a verb and a preposition, such as look up, which means to research or to search for. Look is the verb, and up is the preposition. Note that look and up are words with literal meanings. In some situations, you would use the literal meaning of look and up. For example, you can say, when I looked up, I saw a beautiful bird. In that sentence, look means to direct your eyes to a specific direction, and up means toward the sky or top of the room. But when used as a phrasal verb, look up becomes idiomatic, which means you cannot understand their meaning from the individual meanings of the separate words. Instead, when the words are put together as phrasal verbs, they mean something else. While many phrasal verbs consist of just two words, there are several that have three words. Three-part phrasal verbs have a verb and two particles. A particle is a word that must appear with another word to communicate meaning. In Bob Marley's song, the main verb stand has two particles, up and for. When these three words are combined, they become a three-part phrasal verb. Here is an easy way to remember how to use three-part phrasal verbs. All three words always appear together, and the order of the three words never changes. So, although using these verbs may seem daunting at first, do not fear. If you learn the most common ones, you will be able to recognize them and use them yourself.
Three-part phrasal verbs are important if you want to express yourself in English in the most natural way possible. You can use many of these verbs in both casual and formal English. For example, the meeting lasted 3 hours. Now I need to catch up on my work. To catch up on is both casual and formal. It means to do something you have not had time to do earlier. But Some three-part phrasal verbs are more common in casual English than in formal, written English. Listen for a three-part phrasal verb in this song by the blues singer B.B. King.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, baby. But you know I just can't put up with you.
This song, called Get These Blues Off Me, uses the verb to put up with, which means to tolerate or accept something unpleasant. In English, many songs about love or love lost use the verb to put up with. But you probably would not use this verb in formal situations. For example, if you reported your noisy neighbors to police, you might want to avoid saying, "I have put up with the noise for a long time." Instead, you might say, "I have tolerated the noise for a long time."
In social, personal, and professional communication, three-part phrasal verbs are often the most natural and least wordy choice. That is why we use these verbs every day. For example, when we have not seen friends or family members for a long time, we want to catch up with them. We want to learn about the new things happening in their lives. Note the similarity between catch up with and catch up on. Yet the meanings are different. Changing any word of a three-part phrasal verb creates a new meaning. A work situation where you might use a three-part phrasal verb is when you run out of time. In the workplace, you can also run out of ideas or supplies. To run out of means to have used all of something. Speaking of running out of time, we are almost out of time for this program. So here are three ideas to help you with three-part phrasal verbs.
Tip number one. The first thing to remember is that these verbs are inseparable, meaning that the three words cannot be separated by an object or any other part of speech. Bob Marley did not say, "Stand up your rights for," or "Stand your rights up for," and as we noted earlier, the words will always appear in the same order. Bob Marley also did not say, "Stand for up your rights." Tip number two, changing any part of three-part phrasal verbs changes their meanings. Remember that the verbs catch up with and catch up on do not mean the same thing. Tip number three. Now a final point. The examples we have used today are from American English. Many of these verbs are the same in British English and other forms of English. But remember that some of them may have a different meaning or may not be used at all outside of the United States. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Pete Musto.